Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Last night we heard about celebrities involved in a crypto scheme. Hi, Dean. What's the latest?
Yeah, I needed to brush up on this whole thing to understand the complete story. But there's a group of celebs that have been hit by a fine by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Apparently, they were caught endorsing cryptocurrencies on their social media accounts and not disclosing that they were being compensated to do so. So it just sounded like a casual endorsement, but really they were being paid to do it, which is not allowed. Celebrities in question, Lindsay Lohan, also the influencer and boxer Jake Paul, a musical artist Neo and Akon, all have come to a settlement to pay their penalties without admitting to the charges. A couple of other singers, Soulja Boy and Austin Mahone, are also charged. They did not come to a settlement, but this is all about disclosing that it's a paid endorsement. You know, just like my Victory Auto Wreckers, I got paid a whopping $25 to do that.
Yeah, but 30, you're not trying to hide it.
31 years ago, I gladly admit that to anyone.
Milwaukee has announced the Summerfest lineup. How does it look?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. They have many of the artists who will also be at Lollapalooza this year, but still some pretty great names like James Taylor. Can't go wrong with that. He's going to be there June 24th. Country star Eric Church, June 22nd. Sheryl Crow is going to be there this year. The Dave Matthews Band, Zach Brown Band, Odessa, one of the artists also appearing at Lollapalooza this year. Zach Bryan, Smokey Robinson, Imagine Dragons. There a bunch of artists have already been announced, like Elvis Costello and Earth, Wind, and Fire, among others. So if you want to get more info on that, just go to summerfest.com. They've got the full list there, and when tickets go on sale. I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to, take a weekend, drive up to Milwaukee, of course, stop at the Brat Stop on the way, and then, head up to Milwaukee and enjoy some great music. They have always put on a great festival up there.
Yeah, a lot of Chicagoans do that. I saw Smokey Robinson when he was in Chicago not too long ago at the Chicago Theater, and if you haven't seen him, make a point to do it. I think he's, 82 or something, and he's fantastic, and that will be a great show in Milwaukee for sure.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was the Grammys or one of the award shows. Smokey Robinson sang Tears of a Clown. He looks great. His voice is just like when he was a young man. He has the beautiful, beautiful voice, and still can hit the notes. And it's not like sometimes when artists come out later in life and they go on tour, they forget the lyrics. It makes you kind of sad to see them, but that is definitely not the case with Smokey.
He has stayed in shape, and he does look great. And I'm reminded of the great Chris Rock line when somebody tells him he looks good. He says, "Well, money's the best lotion."
That's very true,
isn't it?
It's very true.
By the way, just for the record, Smokey Robinson turned 83 in February. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and this is kind of a surprise, the announcement about Aaron Sorkin, Dean.
Yeah, he made a disclosure yesterday that he had suffered a stroke. He said that he was apparently a nonstop smoker, which was a little bit of a surprise, but he said since he was a kid, he was overweight. He was constantly eating things that he should not be eating, and had a stroke. He's doing okay. It happened last November, but he said mostly it was a wake-up call to eat healthier, to exercise, be on a better diet, all the things that we know that we're all supposed to do, but he's now taking it seriously. Sorkin, of course, gave us The West Wing and A Few Good Men and Social Network and the Trial of the Chicago Seven starring Bob Surratt. And he's currently working on a new Broadway musical, an adaptation of Camelot. So let's hope he stays on that path.
Yeah, he's only 61. Maren Morris is one of those popular young women of country music. I really like her videos and her music, and this announcement she made is admirable, isn't it?
I think so. I also am a huge fan of her music. She's one of the most popular artists in the world of country music right now, but she has stepped up to challenge a new law in Tennessee to ban drag shows on public property and near schools. She was doing a concert the other day and said that she is challenging the Tennessee officials to arrest her because she took her three-year-old son to see some drag queens. You know, and it was fun, and everybody had a nice time, and no one was harmed. She said, you know, I've introduced my son to these people, and so Tennessee, come and arrest me. She's making, you know, taking a step and saying, I dare you to cross over this line, I guess.
Good for her. Let's get to Lawrence Fishburne now. What did he have to say to you?
I talked to the whole cast of John Wick Chapter 4. Keanu Reeves, I played some of my interview for you earlier in the week. Lance Reddick, the actor who is in the movie, he plays the concierge Sharon in the John Wick franchise. He's the actor who passed away a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed him as well. And also Lawrence Fishburne, who is in the movie. He plays the Bowery King once again in the John Wick franchise. He's reunited with his old Matrix buddy, Keanu Reeves, in this movie, and we chatted about it a bit.
There's a special chemistry connection that you guys...
That's evidently. I mean, evidently there's something that happens. You know, not unlike, you know, my chemistry with Angela Bassett. I mean, it's, you know, we have a thing. We love each other. We've maintained this friendship for a very long time, and we respect each other. And so, yeah.
Yeah, the magic just happens when it's time. Yeah. What do you think the appeal is of this? I'm always so fascinated when a movie it's super violent. I mean, and this one is like way over the top.
Yes.
Violent. And it's so popular.
It's fantasy, A. It's fun, B. And it doesn't take itself seriously. There's always a wink.
Yeah, always a wink. I mean, they're all saying, you know, that it's reality and that people can distinguish movie violence from real violence. I'll have my review of this tomorrow, and I'll have much more to say on it. I just really disagree. I mean, I don't think someone goes to see a movie and then, you know, it's like they're hypnotized and they're going to go kill people. But I do think it desensitizes people to excessive gun violence. And this movie, it's 2.5 hours of gun violence. It's super, super excessive. So,
A little too much.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think of the movie, and I'll tell you what I think of the message that it's sending in this world that is already way too filled with gun violence in real life.
We need more of those old WGN TV kids shows, don't we?
Yes, we do. we need more Romper Room and less AR whatever. I don't even know what the names of the guns are. That's how disconnected I am from the whole thing. But yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to share the story tonight. You know, every Thursday night we've been taking a deep dive into some aspect of the 75th anniversary of WGN-TV, and I got the assignment of taking a look back at some of the classic kid shows of WGN. Take a listen.
Kids in Chicago, having a good time, they are watching Channel 9.
Hello, everyone. I'm the Blue Fairy.
This is your birthday. Happy birthday.
I see Kaz and Stella, JT and Don.
Who's your favorite clown? Hey, that's me! Yay!
those circuses on the air.
Come and hear Ding Dong Scoot.
What's that? Wait a minute. What did he say?
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Daddy there. Let's go.
That could only be the music of the tips and the tips only of the Magic Arrows in search of someone to play the grand prize game. We look back at Bozo, Garfield Goose, Ray Rayner, of course, but we dig back for some of the other shows, like the very first WGN children's TV host, a guy named Two-Ton Baker, who I remember most. He was a spokesman for Riverview Amusement Park. And he was a radio personality, a singer, and did, on the very first day that WGN was on the air, April 5th, 1948, he did the very first children's show. But we'll look back at BJ and Dirty Dragon and Lunchtime Little Theater. I mean, we'll go back and we talk with Billy Corrigan, Bonnie Hunt, Thomas Lennon, Bob Odenkirk, all about growing up in Chicago and some of their memories of some of these great shows, all tonight on the 9 o'clock news on WGN-TV.
All right, Dean, time to put your little theater screen away until tomorrow. Thank you very much.